Good morning, it's 8464CA. Well, I managed to get holidays coming up for the next 2 weeks, but I booked in a bit of a holiday in April. I'm off to go and see my family, actually down on the Gold Coast. I got my brother, his family, three kids coming out from the UK, and I'm really looking forward to that. But I must admit, I got a little bit nervous last night when I heard the news about Palaszczuk and, of course, the PM talking about three shots, the booster being required to be deemed to be fully vaccinated. What's that going to mean? Have I just booked these holidays and paid for the airfares for nothing? I guess time will tell. Interesting conversation about lots of things to do with tourism, but particularly we might start with that particular issue. My special guest is in town in studio this morning. Great to talk to John O'Sullivan. He's the CEO of Experience Co and former boss of Tourism Australia. Good morning, John. How are you?
Good, Murray. How are you?
Well, you couldn't have picked your timing better to come to Cairns yesterday and today. It's just gorgeous.
Absolutely. I like to think I brought the weather with me, you know. So, and it's what a great change to be able to talk to you whilst not on a phone in New York or somewhere else,
that's...
or even in Sydney. I'm actually up here in Cairns. I've just had breakfast down at Muddy's.
Oh, cool.
What a way to start the morning.
And we're unmasked as well. So that's a nice change as well. Look, I do want to talk a little bit more about Experience Co, of course, that long-term investment that you guys have put into this region. But can we talk a little bit more about the concerns that have happened overnight with respect to the change of the goalposts once again? Certainly through the pandemic is one thing that tourism operators have just begged for.
Yeah.
Been so tough for so many of them. They've managed to hang on. It seems like there's a bit of a risk that the goalposts might have changed again. How do you read this this new requirement of three shots to be fully vaccinated and the potential impacts on tourism?
Yeah, well, look, from what I can understand from the media reports is that Atagi have said it doesn't apply to entry into the country by international tourists, which is, you know, obviously a good thing. I think really from a tourism point of view is that if there's an inconsistent ruling on how people can access venues or, you know, access our vessels, because we have a fully vaccinated requirement for customers on all of our products, it's going to make it incredibly difficult for us to leverage the opportunity that's now before us. So, you know, I think from where we're sitting, and I know from talking to people offshore that, you know, it's two shots and you're fully vaccinated. There's got to be a consistency across Australia. And I think if our government leaders want us to take advantage of these borders reopening, of the country reopening, we've just got to have consistency. We've got to have consistency for international visitors, because the more friction you put in front of them, the less likely they are to book. So if I can get to Australia and I can fly to North Queensland, but yet I can't go into, I can't go into Oka Restaurant, or I can't go into, I can't go to Muddy's because of the fully vaccinated requirement, then I'm not going to come. So that's the decision before us. And, you know, I've always compared this pandemic to when you take apart a Rubik's Cube or an engine. It's easy to take it apart and stop it. It's, you know,
getting
a lot more complex.
Together
is much more. And we should say, our leaders have done an amazing job in terms of mortality rate and vaccination rate.
Mm.
But, you know, these types of issues need to be dealt with, and dealt with quickly, because people now will know, offshore will know that Australia is open. They'll be thinking about booking their long-term holidays or their long-haul holidays. And if there's friction or if there's uncertainty, they'll choose another destination. And what we're going to go into now is probably the most competitive time as a country against other markets competing for that long-haul dollar. It's going to be never more competitive.
It is a real concern. And I said, you know, how do we get around this issue with respect to the inconsistency has come up right throughout the pandemic? I guess it's the structure in a lot of ways, because, the states have certain jurisdiction, the federals have a certain jurisdiction, but I guess having that consistency, getting them to work together, put egos aside, is going to be one of the real challenges. And as you said, may not be directly affecting international tourists, but indirectly. And I guess that is, that is the real concern. Now, look, let's talk a little bit more about your visit here and, for your company, Experience Co, such a wide range of amazing product as well. But I should imagine during COVID-19, you've probably become a little bit lighter, a little bit more fit with respect to meeting the challenges. But the challenges ahead, I guess there's still so many unknowns with respect to, still relying on that domestic market and the opportunities within the international market. How do you see things unfolding as best you can?
Well, look, we're really optimistic about the the future for Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef. We think that the region's had a renewed focus within Australia because Australians have discovered their own backyard again. And I think for, you know, from what we've seen in May, June, July last year on our products, we were doing close to pre-COVID volumes on our vessels just out of that domestic market. So we are incredibly optimistic about the region. You know, we've invested circa $8 million in new products. We're launching a new pontoon that we've built in partnership with the Queensland government, and Michael Healy and Sterling Hinchliffe have been very supportive of that. And we're also rebuilding the old jungle surfing site in the Daintree as part of our Treetops Adventure acquisition that we made in October. So long term, we are very buoyant about the region. Look, it's going to be a bit lumpy. You know, the international market's not going to return straight away. But I think there's a lot of pent up demand within Australia to travel. And people don't really, at the moment, I don't think we're seeing that Australians are going to be charging off to places like Bali and Fiji in the same volumes as we saw pre-pandemic. So that's the opportunity for Cairns. And I think Cairns, over the last 3-4 years, has gone under a transformation. You think about Crystalbrook, the amount of money that that the Baileys are spending up in, Baileys Lodges are spending up at Silky Oaks. If you think about the airport expansion, you know, what we've been doing, what, you know, some of our competitors have been doing on the water. And there is, you know, there's a lot to be optimistic about. It's a really, you know, it's a changed opportunity. I think for me, the one thing I'd love to see Cairns embrace, and I was talking to some people about this last night, is that, you know, I think the challenge for Cairns is to make it the adventure capital of the Southern Hemisphere. You know, we've got a business in Queenstown, and Queenstown's amazing.
Sure.
But, you know, this climate up here, year round, you can do mountain biking, skydiving, you know, walking. You know, there's so much opportunity up here. And I think that's the opportunity that we see about this destination, is that we think that it can be a major adventure hub for Australia, but also, in, you know, globally as well.
And that reflects the investment that you've just talked about in the region as well. I mean, there are going to be difficult challenges ahead, and I guess we need to pivot and try and deal with it as best we can. But I think that long-term opportunity is certainly within the region, and exactly what, you know, with what Experience Co is doing, you've obviously got trust and faith in the region long-term.
Yeah, we do. And we think that, you know, certainly think that, you know, the leadership of TTNQ under Mark Olson and Ken Chapman has been fantastic, great advocates for the region and promoting the region. And I think, you know, as I said before, it's one of the iconic tourism destinations within Australia, globally as well. And so I think there's a big opportunity ahead for Cairns and the Great Barrier Reef.
Wonderful to see you in town. Now, we've got to know you many years, particularly in your role as the head of Tourism Australia. So, well, obviously a bit of a change in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
Thanks for dropping in and seeing us. It's always good,
Murray.
It's always great. And I think it's the type of information that we need to hear. I mean, your experience, obviously, in tourism is very, very deep. And I think those positive aspects that moving forward is what we really need to hear. Thank you so much for your time. Great
Thanks,
to talk
Murray.
To you, John.
Enjoy your holiday.
Yeah, I shall do. John O'Sullivan is the CEO of Experience Co.
Every Saturday